is a live presentation of CBC Sports.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Good evening, hockey fans from coast to coast, or at least from the West End to East City. Welcome to a look at the 1995-96 St. Alphonsus Novice Tier Sharks highlight reel. I'm Eric Nestorenko, and I'll be your host over the next 45 minutes as we take a little audio tour through the Shark Tank. We had a number of championships over the year. We had many highlights, of course a few lowlights. But anyway, gang, are we ready to take a look at the tape?
Let's take a look. Let's go.
Well, thanks to Don Cherry, and we'll have a few other celebrities in the studio a little later on. Well, let's go down to ice level. I believe the boys are being introduced. Yes, here they come now. Ladies and gentlemen, your Sharks. First of all, leading off in goal, number one, Don, the net detective, McVitie. Boy, what a great year he had. He kept us in a lot of games. Followed by number two, Rockin' Robbie Viscardis. What a defender. A defensive defenseman. Followed by the first of the Marx brothers, number three, Ben Chico Mark. And number four, the smiling Austin Whitey Herzog. Number five, Ian the Crunchman Dunn. Need I say more? Followed by the second of the Marx brothers, Jason Harpo Mark, number six. Followed by number seven, Andrew the Wall Binette, the strongest man on the team. And number eight, Nick the Stick Angioni. Followed by number nine, Mackie the Roadrunner O'Brien. All right, here we go with number 10. Chasing Rainbows Huey. Boy, he scored some big goals for us this year. Followed by number 11, why, it's Andy himself. And number 12, Jake the Quake Branscombe. And number 13, Justin Case Kula. Boy, he filled in and played some big roles this year for us. Number 14, your captain, Jeremy Captain Crunch Crowder. And number 15, Andrew Big Mac Attack McFarlane. Followed by your manager, Dennis, need I say the menace, Viscardis. And trainer, Dean Big Mac Tool Crowder. And your assistant coach, Farmer Brian O'Brien. And your assistant coach on occasion, Pete Self. All right, before I finish the introductions, the big decision here, I'm going to give it to Captain Jeremy Crowder. Jeremy, I'm going to use some music throughout this tape. What kind of music do you think the kids would like to hear?
Kids wanna rock.
Fair enough, Jer. And last, but certainly not least, ladies and gentlemen, your head coach, and needing no introduction, but we'll give him one anyway.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova,
a Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Angioni. And here he comes now, the sharp-dressed man. Always looking good, Tony. great shirt. Nice shoes. Well, we know that most of this tape is very lighthearted, but I'm sure we'd all like to thank Tony at this time for his endless time and effort. Tony always treated every boy as he would his own. Tony always encouraged and instructed, and his calm approach led to a lot of success this year for everyone concerned. Crazy about a shark dance, man. Now, speaking of that calm approach, we've got a little audio tape of, well, just that.
Watch the screen! Watch the reversal!
Watch a fake, Peters! Nelson!
Always
watch
calm.
Watch a fake! Watch a fake!
Watch a pass! Watch a pass!
Watch the play action pass!
Watch a fake! Pass! Screen! Flea flicker! Watch your dog! Watch everything!
Hey, with leadership like that, how could we go wrong?